The chalk looks innocent enough. Called Double Dippin' Fun, this multicolored triangular chalk was made in China and imported by Target stores nationwide. But tests found the chalk had 10 to 100 times the level of lead considered safe for children. Holly Dusick's daughter Hannah went from an energetic one-year-old to a cranky, woozy child who couldn't sleep or eat.
I'd put her down and she'd walk into walls. She'd fall over, she couldn't stand up. And I thought she was just tired. They said that was one of the side effects. It was affecting her equilibrium.
That was in August. Her doctor called in the county health department, which found the chalk at Hannah's daycare center. The next call was to the state consumer products investigator, Michelle Reinen. Her job was to find out who made this chalk.
The break in the case was really the assistance of the media and consumers in Wisconsin responding to our cry for help when we ran this story in late August, asking them to help us identify the chalk.
Reinen says Target voluntarily pulled the chalk off its shelves in July. By then, 23,000 boxes of this sidewalk chalk had been sold since March. She says parents need to check their children's toys and look for the chalk.
The hazard is definitely hidden on this, it being a common, everyday product that children use outside during play, and the hazard, the lead in the chalk, is hidden and unusual. It's something that parents couldn't foresee happen.
Holly Dusick says after seeing Hannah struggle for 3 months with lead poisoning, people should be concerned.
I don't want anybody else to go through that. The waiting, the getting your lab drawn every week. She was getting her lab drawn every single week. I mean, that's a big deal to get. They don't do the finger. They do the full needle in the arm. And for a one-year-old, it's not fun.
Dusick's attorney Dan Hanula says it's especially disturbing since there's no way for parents to protect their child from apparently unregulated toys.
What kind of testing goes on when a product is marketed directly to children in a way in which everybody knows that small children mouth products, they mouth toys, and this sidewalk chalk was obviously intended for children. Did anybody at any point in time think to check to see that the what it was made of was safe?
Hanula doesn't know if any law has been broken, but he says someone is liable for this lead-infested chalk sold as a child's plaything.
Obviously something happened here. Something tragic happened here when this product got through to store shelves for parents to buy for their children. Something bad happened. Where exactly and who's most at fault here, we don't know now, and we're not in a position to point any fingers right now. We're happy that Target is recalling this, but it may have been sold through other outlets.
Dusick says she's pleased with a quick response by every level of government, and she says Hannah seems to have recovered.
It's hard to say. You don't know what the long-term effects are going to be until they happen, I guess. It's hard to think about it because what else is out there that they're playing with that is dangerous that you don't know, that they're selling directly for the child? So it's upsetting. I could give her a toy and could hurt her again.
The State Department of Health says lead poisoning can lead to permanent behavioral and brain damage. Wisconsin Consumer Protection's Reinen says people should remove the chalk from children's play areas and return it to Target for a refund. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.